Welcome to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Let's see if we can get her some help. This is from Shannon. Hey, Ben and Kelly, can you help me with something?
Mm-hmm.
Recently hosted a Zoom call for my work team. At the end of the call, I was sent the transcript for the meeting's group chat as it contained some important notes.
Sure.
I was also accidentally sent the transcript for a private chat between my coworkers. We'll call them Lisa and Natalie.
Okay.
I thought we were on good terms. I mean, we've grabbed drinks outside of work, exchanged holiday cards last year, but during that brief chat, Lisa told Natalie it looked like I'd eaten about 10 boxes of Ho-Hos.
Oh, gosh.
She added that if she ever weighed as much as I did, she'd unalive herself.
Oh.
Natalie replied with laughing emojis.
Wow.
I'm not overly sensitive about my weight, but these comments gutted me.
Sure.
I'm humiliated. Wish I'd never seen them. I've subsequently had a brief enjoy your weekend message from Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think either one of them realizes I saw their chat transcript.
Mm.
I'm hesitant to contact HR because A, I dread other people seeing the transcript. B, I hate conflict and disruption. And C, I don't want Lisa and Natalie to lose their jobs. But I don't know how to move forward without addressing this. Should I go to HR or handle this myself?
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that, besides just having your feelings hurt because people you thought were your friends are kind of, you know, dissing you behind your back, you know, I think, you know, is it an HR issue?
Well, I think she's got a valid concern if she doesn't want them to lose their jobs over it. But man, first of all, let's just make a blanket statement right here. Like, don't say stuff like that about your coworkers in any sort of written form, email, private chat, text, anything like that. It's just, it's mean. No one needs to say things like that.
Yeah, if you want to talk crap about your coworkers, do it like everyone else does and
in
just
the
grab them in the hallway. Yes. That stuff doesn't need to be on paper.
No, that's not what we say about people. It's just mean. It's hurtful. It's there's nothing good that comes out of it.
Yeah,
so that being said.
Yeah, it is tough to hear those things. And especially
it's awful.
People that you respected maybe for their work.
That is not constructive criticism. It'd
no.
be one thing if you know, they were saying, wow, I wish you would really, you know, get to the point. And during these meetings, I feel like they're kind of a waste of time. It's not even like that kind of a thing. This is just hurtful, mean, rude, judgmental comments that never need to happen.
I first asked, is it an HR issue? And as I was thinking about it, it was during a work Zoom, so it's during work.
Yeah.
I think it probably would be.
Oh, Russ says, buy some Ho-Hos and put them in each of their desks. Then they would know she knows.
Well, there are several people that are attaching themselves to that. Angie on Facebook says, wow, being the smart ass I am, I'd probably just put 10 boxes of Ho-Hos on the corner of my desk for them to see. So,
oh, yes. Yes. Put them on your desk. Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to finish these. Don't dare touch them. They're mine.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know me and my Ho-Hos.
Hey, let us know how you would approach this or maybe how you have approached something like this at your work. 502-571-9970. Shannon's group therapy. Group therapy. Shannon was sent the transcript from their work Zoom meeting, but also the private chat from two coworkers who were kind of talking smack about Shannon. They were fat shaming her behind her back. She didn't know,
saying some awful things.
Yeah, she didn't really know how to move forward without addressing this. She's hurt. She doesn't want them to lose their job. What'd she do?
But yeah, you can't just let this go without addressing it, because if they're saying this kind of stuff to her, how many other people are they talking about?
Right.
And this is like a mean girl culture.
Mindy.
Okay. I work in healthcare, and I cannot tell you how tired I am of people's bad behavior.
Yeah.
They are nothing but bullies. That's what they are. Now, They need to be held accountable. I'm so tired of people not being held accountable for their behavior. It's unbelievable.
Mm.
So what? They get in trouble. Sorry, you shouldn't have done it.
All right, good point. Thank you, Mindy.
Absolutely.
Charity.
So
well, let me just tell you a situation that happened with me and what I did in that situation.
Okay.
That being said, I was really good friends with two ladies. We were at, one lady and I were at a preschool party with our children, and she was texting about me to the other girl, but accidentally sent it to me.
Oh, gosh.
So then I looked up at her, and I said, yes, I got your text. Oh, and gosh. I did, you know, I think you ought to call them out.
So
call
them out. You addressed it right in the moment.
Yeah, right in the moment.
Did that help?
Did she apologize?
No, she just kind of turned her head, looked away, and we kind of stayed separate and stayed adults at preschool party, and we never talked since.
Wow. Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Charity, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, JP, so what's your thought?
Hey, I say gloves are off, man. They need to feel the pain like she's feeling it.
Gloves, you know, are off.
She's feeling the pain, you know, them saying she's overweight and all this. So take it to HR, man. Feelings are feelings.
Well, you know, Maggie says if your HR department's good, many times they can simply be a sounding board. You can kind of preface the conversation with, I want this to be kept confidential, but I just want to talk through something. And then HR could offer some comforting thoughts or advice without it turning into anything more than that.
Right. I don't think they're going to lose their job, but they're definitely going to get a little scared. I mean, they're going to be like, oh, snaps.
Well, yeah, maybe scare them into better behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, if they're doing it to her behind her back, I mean, they're doing it to somebody else.
For sure.
That's true.
It's just, the internet bully stuff, I think.
JP, thank you, buddy.
Yep. All thank right. you, man.
I think Lisa's got a really great way to handle it. She says, I'm in HR. Please try to handle this on your own before you go to HR. This is high school BS that HR really doesn't have time for. Meet with the ladies at lunch with transcript in hand and ask for an explanation. Explain that you could have taken this to HR, but were so hurt by it and you didn't want to go that route. Hopefully they'll see how disgusting the conversation was and do better. If not, then go to HR.
A lot of people are also attaching to the unalive comment and saying
that's a horrible phrase.
Yep. That is absolutely a reason to go to HR. And
don't ever say that, because it just really belittles and makes light of a really
suicide.
Serious situation.
Yeah.
Exactly. For people that have lost family members or friends through that. I mean, it's a very serious topic and should never be made light of
for sure.
A flippant comment like that.
You know, they were caught.
Yes.
And that's... that's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that they would make those comments to begin with. They were caught. And so now, Shannon, it's up to you to try.
They absolutely need to be confronted. Don't just let this, you know, slide and just go on without addressing it. They need to be made aware that their words should have consequences. And hopefully, thank you for bringing it to us, because then we can put it out there and hopefully be a cautionary tale for anybody else who may be behaving like this. And, you know, so they understand that, you know, their words can hurt and their behavior is awful.
And, you know, maybe go to Costco and get yourself some ding-dongs and start
stocking up today.
And leaving one on their desk every single day.
Yep. There you go.
I don't know. Hey, Shannon, sorry you had to go through this. Hopefully,
yeah, that's pretty awful.
Hopefully it gets better. Keep us posted, okay? That is group therapy.